blessing.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the beginning of a new week that your grace has made us to witness. We thank you for last week, your blessings, your protection, your provision, your favor, your help in all our undertakings. Lord, our going out and coming in, thank you for your guidance and your mercies upon us. May your name be glorified. Dear Lord, we want to ask for forgiveness for our shortcomings, our failures, and whatsoever that is contrary to your perfect will. Lord, in our life, may your blood atone for us, Father. Lord, thank you for this morning, bringing us to church, making a way for those of us that are here. If there be some still on their way, may you make a way for them also. Lord, we thank you for the time of testimonies. We thank you, O God, for the Sunday school and the blessings of the same. We thank you, O God, for the worship service. Lord, thank you for the hymns and the choruses. And Lord, thank you for special numbers. We are grateful unto you. We ask, Lord, that the blessings we have received already, may your spirit water them in our hearts, Lord, and don't allow the enemy to ever steal any of the blessings out. The vessels we have used thus far, may you bless and replenish them. Dear Lord, we surrender ourselves unto you as the service continues, that your grace will take us and guide us and protect us and bless us and shower your mercy and blessings upon us. Meet us each one at the point of our needs. We pray, dear God, that every wicked devices of the enemy, may they all be brought to naught, Father. We remember your children that are still under the captives of those kidnappers, that you will set them free, dear Father, to the glory of your name. Heal the sick and the afflicted, whether at home or in the hospital, wherever your children are that are sick in the body, may you touch and perfect their bodies. Grant it, dear Father. Just look up unto you for the riches of your blessings today. While we are here asking you for your blessings, remember all the guardians of your children in this country and in other nations of the world. We ask that your presence will be manifest in the midst of your people. Thank you, dear Lord, that at the end of the day, all glory and honor will be yours, and the blessings will be ours, your children. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Wondrous love of Jesus in his mercy and his grace. Turn our scriptures again to the book of Isaiah chapter 55. Read verse 10 and 11. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that I may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it.
Nítorí bí òjò àti òjò dídì ti ti ọ̀run wá ilẹ̀, tí kìí sì tó padà sọ́hùn, ṣùgbọ́n tí ó ń rin ilẹ̀, tí ó sì mú nǹkan òjò jáde, tí ó sì rú di. Kí o lè fi irú fún àwọn afúrúgbìn àti oúnjẹ fún òjẹun. Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ọ̀rọ̀ mi tí ó ti ẹnu mi jáde yóò rí, kì yóò padà sọ́dọ̀ mi lófo, ṣùgbọ́n yóò ṣe èyí tí ó wù mí, yóò sì máa ṣe rere nínú ohun tí mo ràn.
Matthew 24 verse 35.
Ìwé Matthew orí 14, ẹsẹ̀ 15.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
May
the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word.
Last
Sunday, we started on this message that the prophet preached 7 times. God keeps his word. So like to go further today. And for last Sunday, after those 2 scriptures, we read other scriptures. Revelation 22:17-21. We read Numbers 13:30. We read Galatians 1:8-9.
We
read Joshua chapter 1:9. Among God's scriptures. Yes, and I will do a little preview, then we proceed.
In
the message, God's word calls for a total separation from unbelief. The prophet told us in paragraph 9 precisely that God never speaks a word unless he has got a reason for speaking that word. He says it's not like you and Brother said, especially himself, that speaks so many foolish things. If that is applicable to the prophet, our own must be uncountable foolishness. He's trying to separate the words of man from the word of God. Say God speaks every word with a meaning and something that he's trying to achieve and will achieve by his word, and it will perform exactly what he said it will do.
Yes.
The word of God, and that is why this Bible is reliable. From Genesis to Revelation, is the word of God. Where a man spoke here, it's only a reference. And we will see that they fell to the ground. Because somebody in the scripture spoke, I was trying to lay it on God. But God later said, I have not sent him. And his word fell to the ground. And because he was trying to cast a shadow on God's reputation, God said he will die that year. And he died. And the prophet told us, if a man will say, thus saith the Lord, and it was just an impression, it was not God putting it in his mouth, he said he will go to hell for it. And the only antidote we have today for that is that when a man under an anointing, because as God anoints, Satan also anoints. But plenty of people in Christendom, they don't understand and they cannot make a difference between God's anointing and Satan's anointing. So they lay everything to God. When they hear, thus saith the Lord, they say it is God that has spoken. But majority of it is man speaking. And in most cases, Satan speaking. The prophet told us that the antidote for somebody who said, thus saith the Lord, and did not come to pass, is to agree that an evil spirit has spoken through him, and to repent of it, and submit himself for hands to be laid on him on earth, for the evil spirit to be cast out. That is the only way that will block that person from going to hell. It's just like in marriage and divorce. Yes. A man marries, or a woman marries, and leave this one, and this marriage starts from vows. Leave this one, jump to another one. Sometimes they will jump to the third one. Sometimes they will jump to the fourth one. When you come to know the truth, the prophet make us to know that when you give your vow, it is recorded in heaven as marriage. The only thing is that you don't have access to each other's body. But in God's record, it's recorded. And the prophet gave us scripture for Joseph and Mary matter. That was why when the prophet preached marriage and divorce, or before he preached it, he had been on it for years. They will ask him questions. He will say, I wish you didn't ask me this question. He will say, ask your pastor. We dodge it here and dodge it here. Nevertheless, it came to a time that God was revealing it to him bit by bit, bit by bit. Finally, he said, by God's grace, he now has the entire truth of marriage and divorce. But that entire truth, he could not preach it. He only writes his notes, see complete, but he cannot preach it. Because according to this, his note, which is God's word, if you preach it in the church, the church will break. Even that note, he put even Billy Paul in the lake of fire. Because he cannot preach it, and it must be preached, so he was asking God, what do I do? Then God said, let's meet on the mountain. And he went to the mountain, and God came down there. Not only did God come down, even teachers, they dismiss, they bring the school children out to come and see what is happening. They saw the pillar of fire, this pillar of fire going up, coming down on the spot where the prophet is. And they said that Abraham that is in that place, because they know him in this generation, is the only one that goes with this thing as a vindication of his ministry. So then God told him, this thing has happened as a result of misinterpreted theology. He said, as it happened in the time of Moses, so it is now. Say, for your people, those that believe you, you go and tell them, give them pardon, or warn them never to do it again. Then that was when he could preach it. He did not start the sermon with pardon. He laid the scripture out first, and was telling the people, wait till I finish. If he was not giving that warning, one by one they will be leaving the auditorium. Because once you see your case file, then you go. Because in the time of Jesus Christ, when they brought the woman to him that was caught in adultery, they said, this woman, we caught her in the act. This is not just, we are not talking of suspect now. This one is red-handed that we saw her there. According to the law of Moses, if you say you are not breaking the scriptures, he told us to stone somebody like that to death. What says that? He didn't say one word. He just bent down and started writing on the floor. Only God knows what they were looking at. As they were looking at it, they dropped their stone. Off they go. Drop their stone. Off they go. By the time Jesus raised up his head, he saw only one person, the woman. All the people that came, all of them have left. Say, where are thine accusers? Say, they have all gone. Say, neither do I condemn you, but you go and sin no more. So the prophet laid out the scriptures. When he laid it out, he was telling those on the tape, don't switch off the tape. Wait till I finish. You that is sitting down here, don't go. It is not a service you go halfway. Don't go. Because as he was going, everybody was seeing where their life is headed towards. Say, don't wait till I finish. Then at the rounding up of the sermon, then he went back to the beginning of his ministry. He went back to his call. He went back to his ordination by God. He went back to his encounter with an heavenly angel, and the commission that was given unto him, and the message that was committed unto him, and he has brought it to the people. He said that God is the one that gave him permission now to forgive you and to warn you never to do it again. He said, God be merciful unto you if you ever try it. Teach your children never to go that way. That is the message. So when you come to the knowledge of the truth, from either from denomination or semi-denomination, whichever one, when you come to the real knowledge of the truth, because it is when you actually come to the real knowledge of the truth, That's when you actually come to the real message. You might go to a church where they say it is a message church. If what they are saying there, if what they are doing there, if what they are practicing there, if what they are preaching there is contrary to pure, unadulterated Malachi 4, it is still a denomination. When you come to the real knowledge of the truth, you now use it to examine yourself. If you are found guilty, there is a way out. That is the message that we believe. It is pure, it is unadulterated, without blemish. Because God is using it to bring out a bride without blemish, without wrinkle, or any assortage. So we are here that God keeps his word. God doesn't say nothing except what is absolutely necessary and what is compulsory and what is needed. That is what God speaks. Amen.
Amen.
In the denominations in the prophet's time, there are ministers that married several times. As you see, I've been talking now. Ministers will marry, be married. Not that their wife is dead, though. Kick this one out, marry another one. Such has become a candidate of the lake of fire. God does not have two standards for judgment in this generation. Even when it comes to the message of marriage and divorce, Brother Abraham said, it is this same standard of this marriage and divorce, of this message, that will be used to judge the entire generation. That is why Brother Abraham said, both the bride and even the righteous, it is very few that will make it. Because the marriage and divorce has put 90-something% of the people living on earth in the lake of fire. Those who are married with one wife, they have extramoral things they go outside. Non-stop. Sometimes until death. Pastors inclusive. He is still lake of fire. If you find yourself caught in the web of God's word, there is a way out. Stop! Yes, you stop. Don't take no more step. And ask God for the way forward. You go anyhow, you will just burst out in the lake of fire. That is as sure as I'm standing here. Yes, sir.
I
mean, it was the pastor that said I can do it like that. Pastor say what? God is not going to ask what pastor tell you. What did the word say? If I tell you anything contrary to this word, my word falls under let every man's word be a lie. And mine be the truth. Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet told us, that was why from the beginning, when God started speaking, I said, let there be light. The prophet told us one place that when God spoke it, it could have been for how many millions of years. He went to go and sit down. Because he believed his word. He knew it will come to pass. And that word, the prophet said, he went to go and meet darkness. I begin to break them to pieces. The atoms and the molecules that form light. That word of God begin to break them until they turn to gases, until it was no more, and it vanished and disappeared. And then there was light. There was no one single word of God that was spoken that never materialized. Because nothing stands before God's word. Yes, sir. Because he's the creator. Amen.
Amen.
God knows how God deals with them in the Old Testament. The reason for all the assurances and protection that God did around his word is because every word of God, the reputation of God is at stake. Yes, his reputation is at stake. It's different from the words of man. The word of man and the man, they are the same. And the word of God and God, they are the same. So because of God revealing himself to people, he reveals himself by the law. That law is to set a standard. But beside that, he speaks to people through dreams. He speaks to people through prophesying. And these two means, when they are spoken, they have got to be proven. Apart from those that come through a vindicated prophet, such as Moses, there was no day that the words of Moses was tried. All that God does for those people is vindication, backing up that I am the one that sent this man. We'll come to that. But for people that have dreams, because not all dreams come from God, there has to be a proving to see whether the dream is from God or from Satan. If it is somebody, say, Thus said Lord Professor, it's got to be examined. And then God told us that in the Old Testament, there is this badger skin that was used to make the breastplate of Aaron.
Yeah.
And on it are 12 stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel. And when Aaron is not wearing them, he's always hung at the post in the temple. So when somebody has brought a dream and is claiming it's from God, and they want to be sure, they will bring the person there. He will repeat his dream. If those 12 stones did not spark by a supernatural light, as we said last Sunday, both the stones and the breastplate itself, they are inanimate objects. They don't have life. But because it is the words of the supernatural God, when that dream is spoken, if it is from God, these stones will spark light, all of them, all the 12. That is the end of argument. It means that this dream is from God. If it is a prophecy and it is presented, the same thing. If it is from God, these 12 stones will spark. If he is silent, if he did not talk, carry your dream. Carry your prophecy. That's all. It's a lie.
Asanu.
And the prophet said,
Wolisiwipe,
when the Old Testament ended, he said,
Owipe,
the breastplate of Aaron, the Urim and Thummim, was done away with. He said, but in the New Testament, when Christ came,
he
was in Urim and
Thummim.
The words he spoke, they are the Urim
and Thummim.
And even when he left physically, the Holy Spirit came back and continued to be writing the scriptures. The word of God, the entire Bible, become the Urim and Thummim today to prove any dream or any prophecy. That is why a man by the name of Victor, he had a dream. He told the prophet, I got a vision. The prophet said, what was your vision? He said, when I slept, Abraham said, then I knew it was a dream. Number one, facts. Like this man, I used to say, fact one, taking
down.
It was a dream, it was only a vision. Then he went further. He said, in this my dream, that there was a woman that had been married to 2-3 husbands.
Oh,
he said, we are married, then she left me and began to get married to other ones, and then came back to me and asked me to forgive her. Say, because I love her, say, I forgive her. And he said, and because that is what Christ did. Brother Abraham said, your dream is mighty nice. Say, but the devil gave it to you. Why? Because it didn't pass through the Urim and
Thummim.
If a woman leave the husband and go to go and meet another man, get married to another man, maybe that one kick her out again, she can no more come back to the first husband. The Bible says the land will be polluted. Yes. The case becomes worse. Amen. So to talk about this message, God keeps his word. We have some few case studies. And we look at last week, the case study of Ahab, which if you read your Bible, the book of 1 Kings, you will see the entire life of Ahab. He was a terrible king. What made him terrible? Because he got married to an idolater. And the woman brought idolatry to Israel. And all the prophets of God were silenced. Some run for their life. Many were killed. Elijah was the messenger of the day. At a point, himself had to run. This heir that did all this wickedness, a time came that his cup got filled up. Naboth's vineyard, he says, is close to his own palace. His covetousness enter inside.
He
says, you give it to him. You give him another one that is better than giving this his present or give him money that is Naboth said, God forbid it me that I give my father's property inheritance to you. He was displeased. He went home. He lost appetite. And the wife asked, what's the matter with you?
Oyawo si bile re pe kilo ese.
He told the wife.
O so fun yawo.
Then the wife asked, who is it?
Yawo bile pe ta gan lo ba.
Who is governing the land? Is it you or the people? Go and eat your food. Consider the vineyard as yours already. Atutu. The man, I mean the woman, wrote letter the name of the king and told the people to proclaim a fast. Set Naboth on high. Let two sons of
Belial
go before him and begin to proclaim that Naboth has blasphemed God and the king. Stoners with that. And they did. And Naboth, when he left, then Jezebel said, the man that is refusing you has gone. Go and take the vineyard. And he went there. While he was there, God has told Elijah, go meet Ahab in the vineyard of
Naboth
and tell him, this is what I say. And when Elijah got there, when Ahab raised up his eyes, he saw Elijah. You see, if I made it here, my enemy. Yes, I find you. I find you. Not that Elijah, it was God that found him there. And he delivered the message. When he delivered the message, the thing broke him down. Because he knew that Elijah is not just anyhow prophet. If he says anything, it will come to pass. Then he was soft. Tore his dress, put ashes on his head, and walked softly. And then God called Elijah. Look at Ahab. See how he humbled himself and walked softly before me. Say, okay. What I promised to do for him, I will see them to the days of his
son.
May we not hand over even to our children. If you don't have anything to give them as inheritance, let them not inherit your iniquity. May God have mercy upon us. Nevertheless, the word of the Lord to him that we are dog lick Naboth's blood. That is why dogs will lick his own. We saw last Sunday as we went through. It came to pass. Did it come to pass?
Jezebel,
that God spoke about, that dogs will lick our blood by the wall of Jezreel, and dogs will eat our flesh. It came to pass. Did it come to pass? To the dogs. It came to pass. Remember, the title is God Keeps His Word. Though Ahab tried to make sure that that word did not come to pass, but all his efforts was just helping that word to come to pass, working towards the fulfillment of it. He had his own prophet that prophesied lies to him. And Micaiah that came with the vision of God, he gave him details of it, why they are prophesying the way they are prophesying. He said there was an evil spirit before the Almighty God that promised that he would deceive him, that has come to feed these his prophets. He said they are the one that is speaking to them now. It is not God. It is those evil spirits that have feed them. Despite that information, Ahab was still adamant, because the word of God must come to pass. And he told the officer. He said, go and put this fellow in prison. Feed him with water and bread of affliction until I come back in peace. Micaiah said, if you come back at all, no, we are not talking of peace now. If you come back at all, the Lord have not spoken by
him.
Did he come back? For where?
He
perished there. Despite his gimmicks of telling Jehoshaphat, let's do like this. I will disguise. You dress like him. And I will not dress like him. All those gimmicks. Everything. Jehovah walked over it and brought his word to pass. Amen.
Amen.
Let us proceed. I have plenty of scriptures that if you want to read it, we will not even pass, will be, and I don't want to stay on this subject too long. But let us proceed now. Because last Sunday we also talked about Joseph. We will not go back there too. Even last Sunday I didn't read all the scripture I would have read. I put them all here. Let's talk about
Abraham
and his seed after him. In Genesis chapter 12, if you quickly flash it, if not, I can read from here. Genesis chapter 12. From verse
2.
And I will make of thee a great nation. That is the beginning of the promise. And I will bless thee. And make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. As God made that name great. See, today we are still mentioning that name. As long as this life exists, we will still be mentioning him. You want to talk about faith? You will talk about Abraham. You want to talk about patience? You will talk about Abraham. You want to talk about Christianity? You will talk about Abraham. So many ways Abraham manifested. Verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Is he coming to pass?
Yes, sir.
He's coming to pass. Verse 4. So Abraham departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lord went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abraham took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the soul that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abraham passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. Where God spoke to Abraham, the land he spoke to Abraham that he will give to his seed. That is where Israel is today. What is causing fights? It is because some other nations want to take part of that land. And why? Because that land, when God drew the map of the land himself, it was God that drew the map of Israel. I wish that this country respect the Bible. This country, all the countries, let me put it like that. There wouldn't have been any fight. Because the map is in the Bible. God said, from this place to this place to this place shall be your coast.
And the division through Joshua is in the Bible. But because that land was marked by God and specially blessed, you know, in Genesis, God called the ark. Yes. But he removed that curse off of that land of Israel. Any seed you plant there, it will yield 100-fold. The minerals on that small parcel of land, he almost passed all the minerals in all the countries of the world. It is Jehovah that planted there because of his word. And that is why there is the fight. Amat, this one, and the rest of it. Because if you can get just a small area, some small acres,
now wait.
That is why they are looking for just to cause small out of it. And Israel will not agree. It is fight to finish. And according to the word of the Lord, if U.S., with India, with France, with UK, with all of them, if they gather all together in unity to fight against Israel, they will fail. Therefore, the prophet said, the nations of the earth said they have been wanting to wipe out Israel out of the map. That's exactly the word the prophet used. He said, but they can never do it. They all know the weight in that land. Yes. They know the weight in that land. That's why they are after the place. And the brain that God gave to Israelites in science, in agriculture, every area, it surpassed all the nations put together. In population, they are small. Just about 7 million there. Even the land mass, very small. Yet, that is where Jehovah planted it. Because of his word. He has spoken it. He can't take it back. That's why we read Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 and 11. He says, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. He says, so shall my word be. They have brought forth out of my mouth. He said, it shall never, it shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish that which I please. And it will prosper in the thing we are unto our safety. That is what God said. So what he said about Abraham, and his seed after him, and he said about the nation of Israel, there is not enough demons in him that can change it. When Abraham even backslid and went to Gerar, and Abimelech saw the wife. This is a pretty woman. Said they should go and find out. Abraham even told lies. Go and find out. He says, my sister. He has already discussed it on the way. Say, you are extraordinarily beautiful. If they see you, no, there is no man that have lost that wouldn't want to have you. So when we get there, and I know they don't fear God, when we get there, say that you are my sister. I will say you are my dear sister, or you are your brother. I will say you are my sister. And they concluded like that. So when the king saw the woman,
Say this one from head to toe, no complaint.
I'll
find out about it, she's free. When they discover that he says they are brother and sister, I will marry your sister then. Then they carry and put in the house. While they were doing the process of the marriage things,
and
the prophet said that that night Abimelech kneeled down to thank the Lord.
So
he just bathed, entered his pajamas, and kneeled down and thanked the Lord for giving him a beautiful wife.
Ah,
thank God for this one.
As
he stretched himself on the bed,
behold,
a dream come. And God told him, you are as good as a dead man. What? You have somebody's wife in your house. God, maybe you know the integrity of my heart. He told me himself that she is my sister. Both of them, even the woman said it's my brother. They didn't talk about any issue of marriage. They did not even say they are fancy fiancés to each other. All those ones, put those ones aside. The woman is his wife. And the man is my prophet. Return her back. If you don't do it, everybody in your heart, they are dead. I will kill all of them. For now, I close their womb. When you return her, let him pray for you for forgiveness of your sin, for trespasses. Somebody are blessed. You want put another thing, a line that I've already blessed. You want inject your own seed. It's impossible. Quickly as the day broke, they call for Abraham. Why you do like this to me now? Me, I fear my life. Carry your wife.
Only be your wife.
You need that.
Ozi Kole.
Royal Highness.
Oba Kole.
Onesini. Stranger.
Abraham.
If you want to add more, liar.
Lay
hands. Ento se paro.
Ento se paro.
Lay hands on him.
Ogo Ole.
See, when it comes to God's healing,
Tabaso hepa wa yepi olori.
Leave that area alone. Now, not to encourage lies. Brother Abraham told us that every grain is sown, that he repeats. But like Yoruba we say, let us first of all pursue Akata before we come back and meet the end. Let's drive away the wolf first before we come and meet the end. And that is how God deals with his own. Even if Israel sins and he allowed the enemy to come to them, when God will stand up, when the children will cry, the punishment that this enemy will receive will be times 10 of what they did for Israel. You go and study the scripture, you will see. Yeah, hand them over to this one. When they cry unto God, and God is to deliver them, the thing that these people's eyes will see, they will wish in their life. They don't have anything to do with this. Now, God's children, they are so special. There's no way to describe them. Like, sorry, Yoruba say, help me beat my child. It's not from the heart of the... So when you are beating somebody's child, you have to put caution. Yes. You have to be decorum.
My boss is saying,
I didn't say you should beat him. Say you won't kill him. God's children are special to God. If you follow the history of the children of Israel, from the time of Abraham,
and you just meditate and follow and follow, you will know one thing, that if God had chosen somebody as his own, even Satan has to be careful about such a person. Yes. Even though the person is mortal, even though he is subject to mistakes, even though he can even fall, even though he can even wobble, even though he can even somersault, if he's a chosen of God, Satan has to be careful. Amen.
Amen.
Let's proceed. In Genesis 13, verse 14 to 16, this promise was, it was for that. God said, and the Lord said unto
Abraham,
after that Lord was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Amen.
Amen.
You know, even we as Gentiles, we are called seed of Abraham. We are the royal seed of
Abraham.
Abraham has natural seed. He has spiritual seed. He has royal seed. He has the royal seed capital, which is Christ. He has royal seed small letter, which is Abraham. He has natural seed. All these seed of
Abraham
have promises that follow them. And none of those promises will ever see. Now, you can suffer as a person because of ignorance. Yes. Because if you are a child of somebody, like Maduka was in that program yesterday, you know what he
wore?
He wore suit quite all right.
Oh, well, yeah,
and wore sandals. On Friday, he wore slippers.
Oh, well,
with suit. He didn't put tie on Friday. He just put suit and trousers. He just wear slippers. So when I look at my sister, the people that know get shishi, now then they dress. Yesterday, all the evening, he's one of the lowest dressed person there. He wore sandals with a suit and tie. We slept in the same hotel. Though I don't know the room is there, but we slept in the same hotel. But the security is not on the full outside. No flies can come around
it.
No flies. In the place, they are at the gates of where we are doing something. With their gun and everything. You misbehave around him, you see how far. He can press on his phone the president, one hand. He will speak to the president. Any governor. You can talk to any governor. One hand. IG. Chief of staff. Chief of defense. Or whatever. Now one hand. But if you look at the mindset. Over simple. Over simple. If his child.
Be your mother.
Say he does not have credit on his phone. It is his fault. Because he did not know the son of who he is. If his child said that He doesn't know how he pays so, so
big.
Because he does not know who is his father. By law of inheritance, those children have all that he has. His name is in the who is who in Nigeria. Who is who in business? Who is who in wealth? He did there. But a child, if he is ignorant, he can suffer. I'm sure his children will not dress as simple as he's dressed. They will dress like that. The shoe on their feet. That man can afford to wear a shoe of 1 million.
Only 1 million naira.
Yes. But that sandal I see for his leg. Me myself, I can't wear it. Say I put it on suit. That's where my eyes will be.
Now
everybody will be looking at me. He wasn't looking at anybody. Whatever you want to look, look. May the Lord be gracious to us. Abraham, God spoke that I have given you this land and also to your seed. He didn't need to do anything than to believe what God has said. He said he has given him a seed. And the Bible says, as of yet, he has no child. And the wife was past the age of bearing. Himself, his body is also dead according to the scriptures. And the womb of the wife is also dead. But God said, I give you up. When he got to the time that the wife felt that, now he's sure I can no more have a child. This Egyptian. No. This Agar.
Okay, Agari.
That is here.
Agari.
Oh yeah, you can take. And Abraham did not want to do it.
Abraham will face it.
God was the one that persuaded him.
Say,
listen to what he said. He took that one.
Omo.
Have Ishmael.
Obi Ishmael.
At the point, Abraham himself, he lift up his hand. He said, oh God, you have fulfilled your promise. This is okay. God said, this is not what I said. It will still be one that will come from your loins. And through Sarah. And gradually, even up to a year before it happened, Sarah was still doubting. The last visit of Jehovah to their house, when he had just changed their name a few days before, and then he was talking with Abraham in front of the house. Say, where is Sarah your wife? Say, she's in the tent behind you. And then the Bible said that Sarah, when he had God said that according to the time of life, Sarah will conceive and give back to that boy. His name will be Isaac. And then Sarah smiled. Then God told Abraham, they are the ones talking together. Why did Sarah laugh? Laugh at what? She laughed. What we are, I just said now. Then Sarah had, because she was eavesdropping before. I said, I didn't laugh. You did laugh. So if you tell lies somewhere and you come to church, you are saying praising the Lord always, and the preacher come and say that you are a liar,
he
said, did
that
laugh?
I
mean, did that lie? Yes, you did lie.
Yes.
The prophet said that God will have kissed Sarah. But because his promise to Abraham, Sarah is included. He has to wave that.
The body of Sarah was changed. The body of
Abraham
was changed. And the prophet said, I can prove it to you that a woman of that age does not have strength to give birth to a child, to go into labor. Secondly, there is no milk in the milk vein. And the prophet said, if you look at after God changed them, their journey to Gera, prophet measure it. Say, I measure it on the map. It's also miles. Say, about 300 miles. Say, they cannot track that. Then that woman of that age, under normal circumstances, a heady king, a young Abimelech, cannot be lost after her. When a woman is 70 and above, if you take a demon to lust after them, even if they are stark naked, there is nothing attractive in the body again. The OT has finished. We are talking facts. But when demon enter inside, like a boy I read the news yesterday that raped his grandmother, yes, and kill her. No, that's another level. That's the day we are living in. Not the mother now, grandmother. It's the day we are living in. Is it for pleasure? It's madness. But at that age,
Sarah,
Abimelech was lost in
her.
A woman of about 89 to 90 years. She's older than any woman here. I'm conscious of my word. Yes. Because the oldest I can see as far as we are. She's not yet 89. Which one did she do last? Is it 85? Brother Moses, I'm asking you a question. 85. So she's not yet 89. So Sarah was older than her when Abimelech was lost after Sarah. The prophet said, it is because God had changed her to a young girl. Yes. The message of the hour came with such a deep revelation that is beyond human comprehension, that will make you to know that it is only God that can do it. In Genesis chapter 17, did we read? We have read 15, right? Chapter 15, verse 13 to 18, have we? Let me check. Okay, let's read. 15, from 13. And he said unto Abraham, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall feed them 400 years. Go ahead. Also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward they shall come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. God said, know of a surety with assurance. Your seed, they will be a stranger in a strange land. This is God that knows the ending from the beginning. Speak it. How they will go, he didn't give the details. Because if he had released those details,
They wouldn't have wanted to sell Joseph to Egypt. But that is how God does his word. He hides it from the wise and the prudent. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. See, the land that they will be in bondage, I will judge them. After 400 years, I'm going to bring them out. And they will come out with a great substance. Did it come to pass? But in the fourth generation, they shall come either again. For the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to, okay, let's leave it. Let's leave that. Amen. Finally, let's read chapter 17, verse 6 to 8. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee, and I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee and the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan. Why are the people struggling part of it? For an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. This matter is fight to finish. Yes, Israel will not agree. There is no peace deal concerning seceding any part of Israel's land to any enemy. Because it is contrary to the promise of Jehovah. Some are saying that Netanyahu is stubborn. He is not stubborn. It's not stubborn. You only have revelation of what God says. He's acting on God's promises. You people that is covetous, that is trying to get part of their land, you didn't see anything to say about that one. You are talking about somebody you are trying to steal his property, that he is stubborn. Which type of stubbornness? That's a wrong description. Stubbornness is what? It's God that gave it to them. No human being. Yes. How did America go to where they are? Were there no human beings before they get there? They send away the Indians and possess the place. That's how they are in that place today. So, Israel that God has given their land for how many thousands of years ago? And then serpent seed. They want to collect part of the place because of covetousness. They should go and read the scriptures and see what happened to Ahab because of covetousness. They should go and read the scriptures and see what happened to Gehazi because of covetousness, and several others like Achan because of covetousness, to Judas because of covetousness. Yes, they will pay for it. Chapter 21. Genesis 21. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. As he has spoken. As he has said. You see, just this, the scripture is simple, and it is simple to follow God. When you are seeing the way God has dealt with people he dealt with, then it is easy for you to put yourself and see any promise you look up unto God for, then it is on that basis you approach unto God, you talk to God that you did this for this person because you promised this person. In fulfillment of it, you brought it to pass. This one, you promised this person, you brought it to pass. This one, you promised this person, you brought it to pass. This one, you promised this one, and you brought it to pass. This is my own time. And these are the promises you have made to me according to your word. And your word said, you are the same yesterday, today and forever. And your prophet said, if you do this thing for one person before, that if another person comes to you on the same basis, that you are obligated to repeat what I've done before, or you make mistake the first time. Yes. And you cannot make mistakes. Now, this is how to pray. Yes, sorry. That is how to pray. Not just kneel down and be winding, just be going. No! You pray by the scripture. That's how to pray. Before, I used to make this analogy. When you go to a bank to collect money, somebody has issued you a check, 10 million naira. When you present it at the counter, when they take the check, the next thing they will ask for, your ID card. That is nationally acceptable. When they pick it, then they will look at the check and look at what is written there. Then they will go to the account and see whether such money is inside. Then they will check the account and see the signature of the person, whether it's the real one that signed this one. Number one, they will look at the date, whether it is a stay check you have brought, that the date is past. If it is not, they will look at the amount in word, the Italian amount in figures. When they get all that and the check is not mutilated, and it's not oil, it's not drop on it, then they look at the back. They look at your own address, your name, your address, your signature. They compare with your ID card. When they have cleared all this, and you are qualified to collect the money, all that they need to do is to hand you over the money to you. But if they discover that the money written there does not tally with what is in the bank, that bank is lower than this one. They just wrote, draws attention required. GAD.
Okay.
They say give it to the person that wrote the check. The prophet told us that before God make a promise, he already have the deposit in his account. The deposit for it is already there.
Yes.
He doesn't make a promise based on what he's going to acquire tomorrow. He makes the promise based on what he already has there. Settled.
Amen.
Verse 2. For Sarah conceived.
Sarah said, you?
And bear Abraham a son in his old age. At the set time of which God has spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare unto him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God had made me to laugh, so that all that we hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. Let's leave it. Amen.
Amen.
Everything that God spoke to Abraham,
he
came to pass on the
dot.
There is no mortar that can fetch one scripture out and say that this thing that God said to Abraham, he did not bring it to pass. It does not exist. And even the seed of Abraham after him, that is still ongoing now. It's still ongoing now. And look, if you don't believe what happened before, you will also believe what is to happen now. And you will not believe what is happening now. You must believe what God did for Abraham, what he did for Isaac. Isaac too was, with the wife was barren for 20 years. But when God spoke to Abraham, he covered Isaac, he covered Jacob, he covered all the generations. Because if he stopped at Isaac, then the word of God will fall to the ground. How will the nations come out? Isaac got married. She was not forthcoming. 20 years. Before the wife comes sick, he never gave up. Let me tell you something. When it comes to children, age is no barrier. That's number one. The things that happen to women monthly, whatever, also does not come to play. There are so many things we can say. It depends on you as an individual. Even Zechariah, the priest, very old, with the wife, Elizabeth. They were well stricken in age. And they are forgotten about children. And one day, in the holiest of holies, when the priest was doing the service of God, he just looked at his right hand and saw a being there. And he was speaking to him. I said,
Zechariah,
your wife Elizabeth will come
to
you and give birth to his
son.
You call his name John. Zechariah, look at it. What are you saying? We have forgotten about that. We are just serving the Lord. He said, for doubting my word, you'll be dumb.
Oh, daddy.
You'll not be able to speak.
Oh, nearly sorrow.
Until it comes to pass. When he finished the service, and they were expecting him to come out, because he took longer time because of the conference he had with
him.
So the people were wondering why is he not coming out. But when he finally came out, he was using hand to
describe.
Anyhow, I dismiss the audience. From that day,
that's your donor.
Begin to use hand to describe to the wife.
Maybe
when she could not, or maybe he used barrow to write. But
something.
But the wife conceived. Because of her age, she herself
hides.
She herself hides. She
hides.
Yes. For 6 months, she
hid
herself. She doesn't go out. When she finally decided to go and visit her cousin, just
a
few days after the angel met me, Mary saw that auntie is pregnant. Then
And she also told Mary.
Oh, no, I was a phone, Maria.
Angel also visit me.
Angel, my baby, now. Maria, I saw from them.
And I will also have his
baby, no, be on my collection.
And his name will be called Jesus.
How's he going to call it? Jesus.
And then something happened in Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
The child came back to life. The prophet said, for the first time, he said, life enter into this from 4 months and things. He said, the child begin to make all this. But from that time, it has not. If it is today, they will have gone for scan. But when she had that name,
Jesus.
Then this one came to life.
You don't want to know who I am.
Then Mary said,
Maria, why we pray?
The wife of, I mean, the mother of my Lord.
Yahuwa me
visited me.
Elizabeth, we pray. Okay, Yahuwa me baby who?
Yes, and said the baby in my womb.
On your money, no.
I've been troubled. God, that is what the word said.
That
will be filled with the Holy Ghost from the mother's womb. And talk about his life. And talk about his ministry. What he's going to accomplish on earth. Everything was given. Did any of them fail? Even though Aaron cut off his head, but he has finished what God said he will do before the head cut off. If Aaron didn't cut it, he will have died some other time, some other way, anyhow at that time. Because that is the time that God has
allowed.
God keeps his word. God met Moses. You know how Moses was born? You know when he was born? At the time of trouble, when boys were being killed in
Egypt.
Because Satan was disturbed. The devil was afraid. That the children of Israel, they are multiplying too much. Not only that, the devil is conscious that something is about to happen. These people will soon leave this place. The person that will lead them out is at the corner. The prophet said he is always hunting for that seat. And they begin to the head meeting.
What was it? Padre, what was it? Jiroro.
In the palace.
Ni afin.
These people are multiplying fast.
Awon eyan yi po si.
What do we do?
Kila o se.
Somebody raise up hand.
E kan nawo.
Let's add to the labors of the men.
Ja afikun laala.
When they work too much.
Ngbe ti ba se laala to
po. Forget about their wife.
Won o le de sunba awon aya won.
They did that.
Won se yi.
When they check the population.
Ma wa wo kan se po si.
It was still increasing number.
Won ri pe o tun po si ni.
They call for another meeting.
Want to pay jiroro mi na.
Say that first thing did not work.
Ipe akoko yo si se.
What next can we do?
Kila to wa se.
Say you know what?
Elde e mo ta o se.
Let's engage the midwives.
E je ka be awon iya agbe bi.
Promise them good salaries.
Awon iya agba ka so pa fun won ni owo to po.
They should be offering free services to the
Ibu women. Ise ofe fun awon.
When they want to deliver.
Iberu ti ba
se may child.
To ba ti ki omo konrin.
Let them make sure he doesn't breathe.
Ki won gun pa.
If it's female,
to ba jomo benrin mo fi le o.
They employ them.
Won gba won.
Award the salaries for them.
Won fun won lowo tabua.
After a little time, they checked the population growth. It was still normal percentage of growth. They called for another meeting.
Say,
that thing we put in place did not work. What else do we do?
They
say, this time around, let's employ direct assassins. So they engage the assassins. When you go to that place, any child that is in me, instruction from the White House, slay the child and leave the place. Police must have been following them for enforcement. And they began to kill. That same time, Moses came out. No, God does unusual things. How did God choose that period for the birth of
Moses?
Because he wants to prove to human beings that is greater than man, and that there's no ability in human realm or the demons in hell that can change his program, that can alter his program, that can withstand his word, that can stop on the way of whatever he has declared. The person he has already put his name down as the person to go and deliver them is to be born. His name is already Moses written in God's program. And this is the time. And there's slaying everything. So whatever is happening in the nation or anywhere, it doesn't matter. When God has a blessing for you, the regular thing happening does not come to, it doesn't come to play now. What matters is what does God have for you. If you come to pass. Yes. We'll get there before we can understand what happened. Because the Bible said that Moses was a proper child. He cried like any other child. How is it that they did not go and check which type of child they cried this
house?
God must have perhaps built a soundproof around that house. Maybe God did not even allow them to even see the house. God walk in mysterious ways. His wonder to perform. Even the faith of the parents couldn't go too far. They were hiding him. He got to a point. Let something happen to this boy. The mother make a little hack. Dump it. Carry the child. Release the child. If God has any program for the boy, God is in God's hands. And even that, God see use that one for a greater blessing. Miriam was hiding there to see what
happened.
Whether it is crocodile, whether it is lion, whether it is a water snake or whatever that we deal with each child, I want to know so that I will know the end of this little boy. Behold, it was Pharaoh's daughter. In the normal run, she should have called one of the security guards, go and tell those assassins, this is one of the Hebrew boys that my father gave his son for killing. Now they come to hide him there now. Come and kill him. But God, the Bible said that the heart of the kings is in God's hand. He turned them wheresoever
he will.
So instead of the thought of killing,
God
changed it for opposite. The woman acknowledged that this is one of the Hebrew children. Yes, it's in the scripture. Say, I will take this one. I will not see for my own self.
You know the story. Because of that one, the mother began to collect good money to take care of Moses. This same Moses, when he grew up, because of the head knowledge, he wanted to do the job quick. So he used his own personal wisdom and killed an Egyptian. And the news leaked out. When he had, because he wanted to do, he was going about, maybe he had in his mind that one by one, I'll be killing them one by one. But when he discovered that these are two Hebrews fighting together, he said, why are you doing yourself wrong? You are the same brethren. The one that is overpowering his fellow man. He thought that if I don't speak on time, this man might kill me also. He said, do you want to kill me as you kill the Egyptian yesterday? So Moses knew the matter is how. So before Pharaoh will hear, he ran away. For 40 years. But when God's time came, Jehovah came down and met Moses at the burning bush and told him, Moses, I'm sending you to Egypt. I've had the cry of my children. I know their sorrow. I know what they are going through. I have heard their cry. And I'm sending you. Excuse here. Finally, when it got to the time, when they have to agree together, God says, I will be with you, I will go with you. Then Moses accepted. He said, when you bring them out, you will come and serve me on this
morning.
So many things look like they can never leave that mountain. So many things look like they can never leave it. So many things walk against the left and right. Never the left. God watches over his word.
Yes.
The old Egypt was
destroyed
almost. Because God wants to bring out his own
children.
They didn't agree easily. If they agree quick, they will not be destroyed like that. But nevertheless, God also has said, the nation to whom they will be in bondage, I will judge. They are using God's children as slaves. If anybody is using as slave, you don't bother yourself. Be praying for them that God will forgive them. Don't pray for them that God will deal with them. Don't be praying that God will forgive them. That is your own. We are not like denominations. That will be issuing prayer requests of causes. The one that is doing you. If you enter motor, the motor will enter bush. If you enter river, he will hit telephone wire. He will do like this one. That is not the prayer of a godly man. That is causes you are teaching your congregation. It is contrary to the teaching of Jesus Christ. Bless them that curse you. That is the scripture. For somebody who is a Christian, don't curse nobody. All those people, wherever they are, that is causing and everything, they are not Christians. They don't have the Holy Spirit. What are you saying? If you see the miracle they use to perform, they are the anointed ones at the end.
God bless you. Because this time is going. Let's come to something. This Bible. We know it is written from Genesis to Revelation and has seasons when each one will be fulfilled. And this is the end of the world. This is the last session. This is the closing hours. Everything testifies that the world is coming to
its end.
And this Bible says, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, when the righteous will walk on the ashes of the wicked, say, I've got to send Elijah the prophet. If I don't do it, I will smash this as
before.
And several other scriptures that promise restoration of all that the prophets have spoken since the world began. In fulfillment of that, this generation witnessed something. That in
1909,
when a boy by the name of William Brown was born, this pillar of fire came down and hung over his crib. And as he continued to grow a little, from the age of 3, God began to deal with
him.
At the age of 7, he saw a vision of a bridge crossing Ohio River. And while he was looking at the bridge, he was counting some people falling down. He counted 16. He told the mother. According to the date of when that bridge was constructed, it was 22 years from the time the prophet saw it. When God told him at age 3 not to smoke, not to drink, not to defile his
soul,
that he has a job for him when he grows older, that thing begins to happen. He grew to a time. God told him, as he told Noah, that a flood is coming, that will affect
Jebusanfi.
And at this Jebusanfi, this flood will be up to 22 feet. They told him, now in history, we have never witnessed any flaw that is as high as this one. So where are you seeing that one? We have been telling you that the thing that there is a question mark about all the vision you used to see. He said, well, that is what God told
you.
It was a replica of what happened in the days of Noah.
When
Noah told the people that a flood is coming, that will destroy the entire earth. The flood. You hear it in news before, as a history, that there is flood. Where is it coming? Science shoot up.
Nothing.
Even when he was building the ark, he said, what did you say this ark will do?
Say
it will float. We know that something is wrong with your head. At the end of the day, who is something wrong with? It was the people. Because the rain fell, the flood came, and destroyed the unbelievers. When
Brother Abraham said, the angel that spoke with me, he drew a tape, he dropped a tape down, and showed me at the end of the floor. And I saw it written 22 feet. Up to today, the mark is still in Jefferson
Field.
Where they mark the height of that floor, 22 feet. It has never happened before. It may never happen
again.
But that particular time, it is just said the Lord. And it came to pass. In
1933.
While he was baptizing,
nigga don't say he
first set of combats. At the 17th person, he said he prayed the prayer. The Heavenly Father, as I'm baptizing this one in water, you baptizing with your spirit. Then he heard the voice, look up!
Okay, boom, that was a good okay.
When he looked up, he saw something like a star that was coming at a light speed. It was this pillar of fire. By the time he came lower to the the voice came out. As John the Baptist was sent to front the first
time,
you are sent with a message to front his second coming. That thing was published in the local paper in Indiana. The light appeared over a local Baptist minister. He came to pass.
1946.
When he wanted to understand what is happening to him. And he went to the bush. He said, we'll never return back. Except God make him know what is the matter with him. Doesn't understand it? The visions and the rest of it. He understand it. Because he doesn't even have cooperation with religious people. When he went there, that same day, 11 p.m. in the night, he just saw a light coming. Very bright. As he came close like this, then a man stepped out of it. Barefooted. Clean shave. The angel of the Lord. Then he said, I'm sent from God's presence.
I
tell you
that, is of all,
that your life that you don't understand is for a purpose. You are sent here on earth as a leader to carry a gift to the people of the world. Then God gave him two signs. As God did to Moses. God gave him the sign that we are pointing at the
hand.
And told him that the time will come when he will know the very secret of the
people.
And it came to pass on the dot. He said, we pray for kings and
potentates.
In 1953, Abraham said, he has already built about three kings' palaces.
Roy David,
with your grammar, that is not correct. You can't have access to the king's palace.
Oh,
that is if God is not involved. When God is involved, He may not be able to write His own name anywhere God wants Him to be. Because the Bible said, it is the gift of a man that make a way for Him. If Abraham were to be alive today, all the president of the world, they will consult him. When they have problems, they will consult him. Everywhere that news went for, they were looking for him. Thank God, answers have not come at that time. The man will have died quickly of heart attack. They won't allow him to sleep for 10 minutes. In
1933,
God gave him a vision about 7 things that will come to
pass
before the end will come. As we are standing here, we only wait for it to just about one thing which we are not going to witness. The destruction of USA.
Only America.
One by one, those visions were coming. One by one, they were coming to pass. One by one, they were coming to pass. He has told us that a time is coming that they will manufacture a vehicle that a human being will not be there.
He
is already in existence several places. No driver. Remote control. As in
1933,
God has shown him.
Alone TV, huh?
Bring out a prophet in any church, anywhere, that God vindicated like this one, then we will believe it. For it is one in an age. If you see anybody that come and point the finger, there is a brother in this place. There is a brother in this place. God is telling me, as he's talking like that, know that he's a liar. Brother Abraham said, that gift happened one in a generation. All the rest of it are impersonators. 1933. The prophet said, God told him to go and read 2 Timothy 3. He said, when he read it, he read verses 1 to 5.
And
he never read the rest of the scripture until 1962. When he read it in 1962, then God told him the rest of the scriptures. That was when people begin to leave him. And you have seen that pattern.
As it is real,
people come to the message and say, this is God.
Oh,
it's wonderful.
After
some time, you see them move back. Gradually towards
Sodom.
Then finally inside
Sodom.
As for that, it doesn't baffle me. If you carry your load tomorrow, you move towards Sodom, it will not give me sleepless nights. I will not follow you. I will stay with this thing that I have
raised.
If you are a seed of God and God will give you a roundabout
turn,
you are welcome. If that is where you stay permanently,
it means
that is your Lord. That's all. You fulfill a scripture. You fulfill your purpose. And that is just all. All that God promised in this
age,
restoration of the word of God,
it
came to pass on
the
cross. Like the preacher yesterday was talking about the prophet's thanksgiving message. Yes, invisible, you know, of the bride of Christ. He came to thank God that his mission to this earth has been accomplished. 1961 62 when the spoken word was preached?
When was preached
that message? He said, my mission to this
earth
is to forerun the coming war.
In
1963, the seas were open. The mysteries of God were made known. Confirmation of all that he has preached before. Then any further one that needed in 1965, the word was completely revealed unto the bride of Christ in this generation. Everything that God promised the bride in this generation, it has come to pass. Of course, we expect more manifestation of his presence with us, which we will see. There will be more signs and wonders. The preachings are to be lifting the faith of the people up. Yesterday, or on Friday, I saw a brother, Rajide
Oshi.
Yes. That man was eating with cancer
of the colon.
I followed the case very deeply. His picture showed that he was going. The doctor told him, you are gone. He said he told the doctor, I am not gone. That I still have more years to live. So when I saw him on Friday, but we embrace well. What?
He say,
miracle on 2 feet.
He said, "God again."
What God cannot do,
until you
tell him, does not exist.
Oh, see, lie. Amen.
Irrespective of whatsoever Satan tried to present, Satan does not have the final say.
It
is God that have the final say. When he opens, no man can shock. When he shock, no man can open. When he say yes, no man can say no. He walk in mysterious way.
Oh, si
he's one that to perform.
That is no.
Where is Satan? Where is his angel? Where is his demon? Where are they? Let them look at God's promises. That he's bringing his word to pass. He's bringing his promises to pass. Whatever you are looking for God for, don't you give up. If it is a promise of God, the reputation of God is
assured.
Yes.
Amen.
The reputation of God is at stake because he is the one that made the promise. You are not the one that made the promise. You are only to believe it and stay by it and reject every negativity and reject every neutrality, reject the fears of the devil. Everything that God has to offer you, reject it. Hope of God's word as a matter between life and death. His reputation is at stake. He's the one that hope. It is his own business to bring it to pass. It's not my business. It is his business. He's the one that hope. I'm not the one that hope. I'm mortal, but he's immortal. He knows the end from the beginning. He's the infinite God. He's the unchanging God. He's the almighty God. He's the powerful Jehovah God. Nothing can stand before him. What he says becomes the past. That is our God. He walks in mysterious ways. It's wonder to perform. And if thou can't believe, all things are possible. I don't care what your condition is. I don't care where you are looking to God for. As God lives, you will live also. And you will see the glory of God. Shall we rise to our feet? Amen.
Only one thing God cannot do. He cannot fail.
Oh, kele lalu kole se. Kole takule. Ah, le takule ni. Oh, kaju kole se nu. Kole takule.
That is the only thing he cannot do.
Oh, kaju kole se nu.
He cannot fail.
Kole kuna. Kole kuna. Kole kuna. Like heaven.
All you need to do is to believe. Stand by his word. Believe his promises. Don't doubt. Unbelief does not hinder God. From receiving God's promise.
For
if thou can't believe, then you will see the glory of God. You will see the power of God. You will see God's glory. You will see his blessing. You will be his favor. You will witness his visitation. Our God is the God of miracles. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. I want us to lift up our hand at this hour and say, only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only that is doubting for anything, I will advise you to doubt or doubt. Think of people in the scriptures that doubted. There are plenty testimonies. I gave one last Sunday of a couple I wedded 2008. A month ago they have a child. With God nothing is impossible.
Lord, I believe. Oluwa.
While we are in his presence, I want to ask for those that have one need in their life that they are trusting Jehovah for. The one that knows our needs, even before we are born, that knows every area of our life. Don't forget about what is involved physically. God is a protocol breaker. He breaks protocols. He overrides situations. He steps over doctors' well. He brings something out of nothing. Is he performing wonders? If he can get believers, if thou believest with your request, just signify as you lift up your hand. As I will once again ask the pastor to pray to sanction your faith that it will be unto you as you have requested. Because Jehovah spoke it, and you also believe it, and we are in his presence, and we are testifying about him, and his reputation is at stake. Only believe. All things are possible. God bless you.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that has just gone forth. All that we behold on the surface of the earth, O God, this vast world, is a manifestation of your word.
Yes.
It's a sure and a vindication that you keep your word. And your children have just sang, O God, that, Lord, I believe.
Yes.
Lord, as they have believed, O God, whatsoever those needs might be, may it be theirs in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be so, our Father. Satan, shame unto you. You are defeated. Christ is reigning. May it reign in our lives, reign in our body, reign in everything that concerns us. Thank you, Father. May this request, may they turn to testimony for your glory and for your honor. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
The Lord bless you. Seated again by 2 o'clock for the last service. I found a friend in Jesus.
But in Jesus, Lord.
Every girl needs to know. Hallelujah is a lily of the valley, the bright of holy stuff, in the purest of the
God. God bless you. Is Sister Lydia in the audience? Oh, you are. Oh, okay. I didn't know. All right, that's okay. So 15 minutes after we dismiss, then I'll see you. God bless you.
All my griefs are taken. God bless you. All my sorrows born. In temptation, in my struggle. Hallelujah, is the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me yet. While I live, I feel I do his best away. I have war of fire above me, I've nothing else to fear. Where is manna in my hungry soul? Then sweeping up to glory, I will see his blessed face. Where rivers of delight shall ever, hallelujah, is the lily of the valley. The rest of 10,000 to my soul. I say, Jesus never fail. Jesus never fail. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never. Hallelujah, Jesus never. Jesus never. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never, never fail. Jesus never fail. Jesus never fail. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fail. Hallelujah! I am walking with the King. Praise His holy name. Walking with the King. Hallelujah. I am walking with the King every day.